This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. As they concluded their summit in Germany, leaders of the world's seven wealthiest democracies, the so-called G7 nations, pledged their ongoing support for Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The G7 nations are the U.S., Germany, France, Italy, the U.K., Canada, and Japan. They're promising to support Ukraine and its war against Russia for as long as it takes. The host of the G7 summit, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, said, "We agree that President Putin must not win this war." He said they'll continue to punish Putin and his regime economically and politically. The G7 leaders say they'll explore what can be done to limit Russia's income from oil sales, income that's financing its war in Ukraine. They also agreed to a ban on imports of Russian gold and to increased aid to countries hit with food shortages because of the war. I'm Rita Foley.
Radio Free Europe reports the city of Slovyansk in Ukraine's Donetsk region is preparing for a major offensive by Russian forces. Ukraine's territorial defense units are defending Slovyansk and nearby villages. Local residents have been urged to evacuate, but many refuse to leave the city despite Russian bombardments and increasingly difficult living conditions. In a speech Tuesday, the British Army's Chief of Staff, General Sir Patrick Sanders, called Russia's invasion of Ukraine Britain's 1937 moment, likening the situation to the lead-up to World War II. Sanders said, "We are not at war, but we must act rapidly so that we aren't drawn into one through a failure to contain territorial expansion." Sanders also delivered casualty statistics, saying up to 33,000 Russian troops are dead, wounded, missing, or captured. This is VOA News.